When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to a Halloween Open Line Thursday, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where
you live. It's kind of crazy that it's going to be 81 degrees today on Halloween.
I don't like that for Halloween.
I know.
It should be like
65.
61 to 65 degrees for Halloween.
Yep.
It's too warm.
I agree.
Not a fan.
Now, look, when the sun starts to go down a little bit and it's, you know, it's dark out,
yeah,
it's going to be nice. It's going to be in the 70s, so it'll be perfect if you're sitting out there waiting for kids to come up. But, man, today at 3, it's going to be warm.
Valdi's nice choice of music there. I believe that's from The Shining, if my memory serves correct. Very good. Like it.
It's a good one.
Keep them coming.
Yep, keep playing it.
All right, let's get into the Jug Sports page. Lot went down last night. We will recap it for you.
A lot of upset Yankee fans, right?
Oh, I went to bed after Stanton hit the home run.
It was 5-1 or whatever?
It was 5-0. I said, all right, well, this is what I wanted to see. I get to watch game 6 on Friday night back in L.A. And then I woke up this morning, I was completely shocked at what I saw and how they lost. A complete meltdown, apparently, defensively in the fifth for the Yankees. Judge never makes errors, drops a ball, just drops it.
First error of the season.
Yeah, just
not the postseason, the entire season.
Yeah. And then Volpe, who's a gold glover, bad throw to third, trying to get a force out. Bases are loaded. Of course, Gerrit Cole strikes out Lux and Ohtani in that inning, and it would have been the end of the inning, but there was, because of the errors, there was no outs before he struck those guys out. And then Freeman, who's the MVP.
Well, you missed the Betts play.
That's right.
For Freeman. Betts hits a squibber.
Betts hits a squibber and should have been an out, but Cole didn't cover first. It was a complete and utter meltdown by the Yankees.
I don't understand how Gerrit Cole doesn't cover first there. Yeah. In the World Series,
you're
pitching lights out. You're about to get out of a jam.
Kind of a brain freeze.
Why are you not sprinting? He's such a stud. Why are you not sprinting to first base?
Yep. Maybe he just thought Rizzo was going to make the play. I don't know. It's a great question.
He said something about the angle.
Yeah. I don't know what
he said. I mean, hasn't he been making that play for 30 years?
It should be an instinctive
layup.
It should be an instinctive play for a pitcher.
Right.
Because even if you run over there and Rizzo's going to take care of it anyway, all right, you just back off.
Right.
It should be an instinctive play. But the Dodgers end up tying it because of those errors. Gerrit Cole gave up 5 runs, 0 of them earned.
Then Betts hit a game-winning sac fly.
Yep.
I didn't tune into it till they had already had the comedy of errors. I actually got a text from Sacktown Mike, and he was like, Yankees comedy of errors. And I had seen that the score was 5-0, so I put it on, and watched the whole thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a sucker for championships.
I just saw it. I was butt tired, but I also just said, all right, it's 5-0. They're not blowing this lead.
Right.
Not at home. Gerrit Cole's not going to blow this lead. Couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning.
Freddie Freeman wins MVP.
Yep.
Homered
12 RBIs in the series, what, four
six
homers.
Straight World Series games, including four in this series.
Dude, I think, I mean,
man, if you're a Yankee fan, you have got to be so salty. Look, even though four of the five games were tight, you know, you had the walk-off in game one and the other two games were tight, a one-run game, I think a two-run game, obviously last night, one-run game, besides the 11-4, I was kind of, just as a baseball fan, I was hoping for six or seven games. To me, kind of a dud.
Of course.
You just wanted extra, you wanted extra baseball.
Yeah, I wanted to watch game six
right
on Friday.
You know, you speculated about the TV ratings, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me. I saw there was something like 13 million viewers for game three or game four.
Mm-hmm.
But there were actually more viewers in Japan.
Oh, of course.
Really? I would have thought that we would have gotten a lot more here domestically.
I would have thought that, too.
That's what I remember.
I think these numbers
are
almost baked in. I mean, having New York and L.A., those markets probably added a couple million, but it's just not going to get up there with football.
So Nikki Javala tweeted this morning that Magic Johnson now has 15 titles that he's associated with. He's got five as a player with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an NCAA title with Michigan State in 79. As an owner, he's got five with the Lakers, okay, which is kind of hard to imagine. You would talk about an incredible decade. They won in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2009, 2010. He's got
all the Kobe championships.
Two World Series with the Dodgers.
Mm.
And then he's got even a WNBA title thrown in there.
It's just cakes. Winning DNA from old Magic Johnson.
Could the Commanders be next? Is that next on the resume?
Oh, let's hope.
Guy wins everywhere he goes.
Cakes Quinn hopes that's the case.
He wins everywhere he goes.
He does.
Yeah.
Everywhere he's been. He's been a freaking winner.
It's a good sign.
Good for him.
Do you know who the winning pitcher was last night, EB?
No.
Blake Treinen.
Yeah.
Yep.
He throws a lot of breaking stuff now, right? Does he stay away from shy away from that fastball a little bit?
No, he still throws the heater.
Yeah, he was good. And then Walker Buehler, who pitched game three, came in and closed it out.
In a little way, I mean, ultimately, I don't care about the Dodgers or the Yankees.
Brilliant move
but
by Otani.
In a little way, I like that the Dodgers won. And Walker Buehler, I think, cursed on camera that they're, to use Cakes' term, shoving it on the people that complain about them winning in 2020, the COVID year, which was really a shortened season for
the
regular season is usually 162. It was only 60. So people cheapen that championship. And they've been arguably the best team in baseball for at least 5 to 7 years.
They're good.
I mean,
good
every year they're knocking on the door.
Yeah,
the best record in baseball.
Remember,
this year.
We were talking about the Cowboys in the NFL and how they're kind of held to a different standard because they're Dallas, and if they're not getting to at least championship games, it's bad seasons, even if they win double digit games. But the Dodgers are kind of the same boat because their last true World Series, in my opinion, was '88. I mean, we were still in high school.
No, we were in college.
Well, I mean,
in October.
It was, yeah that's true.
I definitely remember coming back from the bars and watching Kirk Gibson hit that homer.
That's true.
Right.
My point is our senior year in high school for the regular season. But it was a long time ago. I mean, and so they finally get it done. You know what? They were better. They were better at the plate.
Better squad.
Their bullpen was unbelievable.
Deserved to win.
They used eight pitchers last night. I mean, it's crazy. So they take care of it. And now in the off season, so you get about 3.5 months off before spring training. Now it'll be about where is Juan Soto going to sign?
And I read this morning, the headline was, he's made it clear that he's open to signing anywhere. Every team will have an opportunity.
That's what he says.
Sounds like he's been trained by Scott Boris.
Yeah.
I'll play anywhere.
Go to the highest bidder, which I assume will be the Mets.
Yep.
But I know Mets fans assume they're going to get him. Maybe they shouldn't. But
why the Mets over the Yankees?
I just think Uncle Steve has more money than everybody else.
We'll see.
His nickname is Uncle Steve.
To my buddies, that
hey, Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve Cohen, head fund. He's got so much money.
So Cakes was watching The Wiz last night.
I was checking in on the Wiz
bit.
Kids.
When I was watching, I mean, it looked like it was going to be a blowout because the Hawks had a pretty sizable lead. But anyway, so The Wiz come back and they outscore the Hawks 40-28 in the fourth. Koulibaly, 27 points.
Career high.
9 boards.
That's what your boy JP's been looking for.
He was 11 for 14, hit 3 threes as well.
Getting some flashes finally.
How about Sarr hit a couple threes?
Sarr hit a couple threes.
He hit 11.
He had 4 no he Four blockers. Four swatters.
Nice. The calling card, though, from the first game for
Valanciunas
Koulibaly
had 22 off the bench.
Was that Koulibaly shut down Trae Young. Didn't necessarily work out in this game. Trae Young put up some big numbers. But offensively, Jordan Poole has become pretty good. And I was very critical of Jordan Poole. I don't think he's necessarily a winning player, but he is a microwave on offense. And towards the second half of the season last year, he started actually playing like a mature player and lessening the turnovers and the boneheaded plays, distributing some, and the instant offense is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Poole and Valanciunas are going to keep them. That's going to maybe cause us problems because
we're off to a bad start.
Yeah, I mean, I like all the development of the young players especially, but these pesky wins that they're racking up, I don't know if I'm a big fan of being 500 this early in the season.
It's two, and it's against the Hawks only.
Look, I'm sure that they're gonna come back to the pack and start losing some games.
These are games that they would have lost last year.
Right.
So I agree with you. I think and Poole's been really good. I mean, it's only four games, but he's shooting 47%. He's shooting 57% from three, and he's averaging 23.
What I'd guess is they're actually going to be even worse in the second half once they trade like Valanciunas and a couple of those vets.
It's possible, but they might put together enough wins in the first half where they bung us.
By the way, you mentioned the microwave. Did you see what Vinny Johnson, the original microwave in the NBA? So he made about $5-6 million in the league, right?
Okay,
Very accomplished player, won a championship or two, right, with the Pistons.
Yep.
Would come off the bench, instant offense,
mm-hmm.
Nicknamed the microwave. He apparently started a business, Piston Automotive Group.
Yeah.
Where he just involved in like the auto business there in Detroit.
Okay.
His business generates billions.
Oh, like, really?
He might even be a billionaire.
I think I saw he was worth $800
million. $800 million.
That is
Vinny
amazing.
Vinny Johnson.
Good for him.
Magic is in that territory. Like, Vinny Johnson's right there with Magic.
And his first business,
that's awesome.
To credit him, from what I read, because we obviously saw the same story. We're like, what?
I
clicked on it.
I think I saw
his first one went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
mm-hmm.
It was some sort of like commercial real estate or
Bustle
something.
Bustle Incorporated.
And it failed, but he just kept at it.
Yeah.
And then he stumbled into the automotive business, which makes sense. He played for the Detroit Pistons
mm-hmm.
and is almost a billionaire.
So now he's selling Pistons and he's worth $800
million. $800
million wow.
for Vinny Johnson.
American success story.
Nice job.
How awesome
for him.
Is that?
Great businessman.
And he's got a couple of rings.
All right, you want to bang a couple of these calls? Let's go to Vic. He's been on hold here. I haven't heard from Vic in a while. Vic and Akiki. Vic, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
How are you, man?
You still romancing him?
I'm still in love with the Lord. Hallelujah.
What do you mean, romancing
That's
him?
The name of
Talk
his
about
book.
His book.
Oh.
It's the book. I got the joke.
All right. Okay. What's up, Vic?
So, I'm calling this morning to first beer with y'all for a second, but then also to say, I've been right for 12 years.
All right.
I remember the first time I called in on the show.
I remember exactly
when
it was.
He wants to borrow your back padding machine here.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Vic.
So, and I said that, I think it was earlier, and I said the Broncos are going to lose to the Seahawks because the Seahawks defense is going to immobilize Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning is not going to be able to outrun them, and they're going to squeeze his windows. And you all were like, we'll see. And y'all was clowning me a little bit because y'all didn't know I knew football yet. And I called in that Monday and I said, what did I tell y'all?
Uh-huh.
And EB, you said, Vic, you got it, buddy. And from that day, y'all started respecting me. But after that, I kept telling y'all, coaching matters. And that's why the Commanders don't win yet. 12 years later, we have a better front office, a better ownership group, and we have better coaches. That's why we're winning.
Don't we also have a better quarterback?
We got it all, yeah.
Well, we have a better front office to pick the better quarterback. We have a better front office to pick better talent. We have better coaches and front office to hold people accountable. That's why we're winning.
All right, can you evaluate?
Even goofball Ron, I think, could have picked Jaden Daniels. And he's terrible.
Yeah, but he might have botched that, too.
He might have botched it, too. He might take Drake May.
Hey, watch it.
Drake May in like 1.5 games, six touchdowns, only two picks.
Who would you rather have?
Well, Daniels has been pretty good.
I mean, I'm going to stick with my board, EB.
I like May. I think May's going to be good. You put some talent around him, he's going to be good.
Vic, I want to hear your evaluation of Jaden.
Jaden is a very intelligent quarterback. He is mature beyond his years. He had a lot of reps in college, so he had a lot of ability, a lot of time to learn pre-snap, post-snap, and how to marry his feet with his eyes, much like Bill Walsh did with Joe Montana. I haven't seen anything that is glaring to me that makes me, like, wonder or be concerned or say this is going to be a problem. Maybe the only thing is that I would like him to slide a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, RG3 didn't slide at all, but I'd like him to slide a little more. But other than that, like, Jaden makes me feel like if I never seen football, this guy must just be a veteran quarterback that's playing really good. That's basically what I got right now.
Right.
And he's a winner. He wants to win.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
As great as his legs are, I agree with DB when we've talked about his ability. I think if he took away his legs, he would still be a good quarterback.
No doubt.
The legs just make him next
level.
Makes
him next level. But, yeah. Like, I watched Chase Daniels' breakdown of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through, I think, like 11 plays from the game. And, I mean, he can't stop raving about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says that he's a potential MVP candidate.
I mean, you see the eyes, and he makes all the reads. He, you know, for the most part, if it's not there, he makes the right check down, or he takes off and runs. And then he's just sort of in awe of his ability to read and then drop in the perfect throw.
And along what Vic was saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But coaching matters. To me, in the NFL, the quarterback is even more important, because if you had Sam Howell under center, or Taylor Heineke under center, or Carson Wentz under center, and you had this coaching staff, they would not be 6-2.
Probably not, but I think Sam Howell would be successful. He'd be more successful.
He'd be more successful.
Yeah.
But I was going to say that there was also a video. I posted that video at Chunks Radio on Twitter, the Chase Daniel one. But Dan Orlovsky had one, which actually just focused on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just saying how well coached the defense is, that they were playing on a string. Like, you could see during motions, the linebackers moved exactly together, like the exact amount of steps, and just where everybody was in the right position.
And you guys probably talked about this on Monday, but I don't think we talked about it yesterday, but just how ironic it was that CBS talking about Caleb Williams showed the Hail Mary from Gonzaga to Matha.
Oh, totally. Right. I mentioned that.
Sure you guys talked about it.
Yeah.
And how ironic.
Karma.
Yeah. Poetic justice. Yeah.
I tweeted about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. But it was just crazy how they showed that clip of Caleb at Gonzaga doing that against DeMatha.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it comes back.
I have to say, he handled it pretty well. Like, he's on the sideline there. He sees the ball going up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They catch. He just puts his head down and walks away.
He was so bitter.
He handled it pretty well.
Cakes, the Caps play tonight, trying to improve the 7-2, playing here against Montreal. They're a pretty big favorite.
Very good.
Montreal not half off to a good start, but Caps are -205 on FanDuel. Total is 6.5. And you got Thursday night football tonight. Houston's in New York to play the Jets. Can the Jets snap a 5-game losing streak?
Probably not. Probably
doesn't
not.
Look
probably
good, but they are slight favorites.
Coming up later in the show, you don't want to miss it. Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. Odyssey NFL Insider, and get your fantasy questions ready later for Dave Richard. He'll join us coming up at 8 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.